This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
You do the intro, bro.
I am going to do the intro, but I'm just saying, like, if it was easy, then you would have been doing that shit the whole time.
What? The regular intro?
Topics, regular topics.
I am going to start.
I always bring up the regular topics.
I am going to start the regular topic today. Oh my God, and you know what I'm going to talk about, so shut up.
So you want me to say the word or you want to say the word? Or you both say the word?
Clown boys.
Is that Chris?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast that goes unnoticed.
Welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot. We love you. Even if you love us or not.
And welcome to episode 92. Shout out to all the listeners on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Patreon.
Patreon, I get your own personal shout out in the end.
And I listen to you guys. I fixed the audio of my mic, so now I don't sound as low as before. Now I'm as equally as loud as he is. You don't have to worry about that. I fixed it. But yeah, shout out to everybody right now. And I'm going to let you guys know right now, I have some comments of the day and supporter shout outs. So if you want to hear your name, wait all the way to the end, because I will provide screenshots with your name and shit. So yeah,
also if you want to be featured in the next supporter comment of the day or just basically another shout out,
DM us or comment something nice.
There you go. So to start off, you know, the regular topics, I know you like starting off with a weekly recap, whatever you want to say. I don't even know if you have a weekly recap, but I do.
Well, for me, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be transparent with you guys. No weekly recap for me.
Boring.
Boring as fuck. Fucking regular shit, bro. Just edit, fucking work out. That's it, bro. Work. That's literally all I did.
Well, for me, I guess I started a new job.
Oh, my God. So everybody coming in the fucking comments, bro. Yo, this is like his 10th fucking job within like a 2-year span.
And it's funny because like every time I like, They've been following us for like a minute now. It's shit.
Bro,
so
almost no, about to be 2 years.
Yeah. So since like the first episode to now, a lot of shit has changed. But whatever. So I got a new job, and yeah, I'm actually liking it a lot more, bro. I actually want to go to work.
Why? Because you don't deal with customers, or
one, because I don't deal with customers, and two, I'm not sitting around all day, bro.
So, oh, you're moving around?
Yeah, I'm moving around, lifting stuff, you know, like, I have something here?
No, I'm scratching myself.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm moving around, you know, I actually lift stuff, I feel like I'm actually using my body and shit.
Yeah.
I get home physically tired, not mentally tired, which is what I like and shit. So, yeah.
Wait, do you want to tell them what you do, or do you want, like, obviously, well, don't tell them where you work at, but just tell them what you do?
Guys, it's just a regular job, bro, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, Bro, I work at Raymore and Flanagan, bro. it's like a furniture store, if y'all know what that is. I work at the furniture store. I'm like a stock associate, whatever you want to call it. Basically working in the back, moving all the furniture and stuff. And yeah, it's way different than working at Easy Pass and shit. Because at Easy Pass, all I was doing was sitting down, getting yelled at, getting cursed at, and constantly being disrespected, not being able to say anything back. Now, all I'm doing is fixing stuff, lifting stuff, and minding my business.
I have a lot of regular topics to talk about, like a lot of shit that has happened throughout, I guess, social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure you've seen a lot too.
Yeah.
So the first thing I want to talk about, let's start it off pretty controversial or hot. So did you see the whole drama going on with Lil Nas X?
Oh yeah, I did.
So for anybody who's not in the loop with, I guess, influencers and shit like that, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are familiar with Lil Nas X. What was that fucking song? Old Town Road, the one that blew up a couple years ago.
Yeah, and then he made a video of him getting, penetrated by
Satan.
Yeah,
yeah. But recently he made like a couple Instagram posts, basically promoting his new music video, and he's dressed up as Jesus. And there's also like a cover art for one of his, well, I guess for the song or for the album. I don't know if it's an album or for a song. And it's him basically on the crucified to a cross and like tied with like ropes and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then people are saying that this is blasphemy. He's making a mockery of Jesus, God, and stuff like that.
The thing that I saw was the video, like
which one?
The video of him like doing the body and blood of Christ.
I haven't seen the video. What's the video?
You haven't seen the video? That was the main thing.
I thought it was just like his post.
Nah, watch. There's a whole video and stuff. Let me pull it up. Lil Nas X mocking Jesus.
And I have a video also to you know.
Look.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I thought you were talking about like the music video. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, bro, you see?
Yeah.
He's like mocking the whole body and blood of Christ stuff.
And then I'm gonna show you a video like of what he said too.
Lil Nas X has just teased his new song, J Christ, and is getting called out for making a mockery of Jesus. The controversial artist posted the cover art for his new song that features him lying outstretched
this
on
one
a cross.
Lil
Nas took to Instagram to share the news with the caption, "My new single is dedicated to the man who had the greatest comeback of all time." He quickly faced backlash with fans asking, "Ain't this blasphemy?" And others weighed in to say, "Look, I ain't religious, but this just don't seem right, my dude." Lil Nas quickly took to X to respond to the criticism to say, "The crazy thing is nowhere in the picture is a mockery of Jesus." He continues to say, "Jesus's image is used throughout history and people's art all over the world. I'm not making fun of y'all just gotta stop trying to gatekeep a religion that was before any of us were even born." Lil Nas had previously teased that he was in his Christian era with a snippet of his song and recently posted a TikTok, "Me returning to God after the industry tried to make me satanic." He's recently posted that his label didn't want him to make gospel music, but he's now independent and can start releasing the music he wants to. He also says that the media had stopped supporting him after he started promoting God to the masses. Lil Nas has taken to TikTok to tease that he'll be exposing y'all's favorite artist next week, and y'all see what's really going on.
Okay, so
from what you've heard, what's your opinion on it?
I mean, you know, I don't know, like it doesn't seem right, you know what I mean? But it's because I don't think too deep about it, you know what I'm saying? It's not really like for me, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not really like that serious and shit. Like, people just paying attention to it is making it more like, I guess, hot than it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, so yes, it's not something you're supposed to make like a joke about, because it kind of seems like he's fucking around, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he's like going like this, going like this, going like this. Mm-hmm. Like, you're kind of making like something serious,
not serious
and shit. So I see why people got offended and stuff.
Okay.
And I know like somebody like talked about it, right? Kai Sinai and shit. Like, he voiced his opinion about it. I didn't really see what he said.
He was just basically saying how, yo, I saw that shit. Yo, Lil Nas X, I don't fuck with you. God's going to handle that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So that's basically all he said. And then he got backlash on that because people were saying how he's homophobic because of that. Because he voiced his opinion on
what does
not,
that have to do
not agreeing with.
What does that have to do with anything?
So what I take from this is, if you don't agree with Lil Nas X, then the community is gonna say that you're homophobic just because you don't fuck with him. And that's what people are trying to say. Like, if you hate what he's doing, then you automatically are homophobic.
Yeah, honestly, that has nothing to do with the topics, because I know a lot of people who, and I know there are a lot of people who are Christian and stuff. And they don't hate gay people. They don't have nothing against gay people or nothing like that. Like, they're literally just mind their business. But at the same time, if they see something that they're passionate about and, like, they fuck with a lot, being disrespected, I mean, obviously they have they have full rights to, like, express their opinion about it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, if you have an opinion and you feel the need that you have the right to basically, like, do whatever joke you did to that religion, you know what I'm saying? The people from that religion have a right to say, yo, like, I don't like this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, Kai Sinai is not homophobic for any of that, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's not even saying fuck gay people. He's not saying fuck Lil Nas X for being fucking gay or anything like that. He's just saying, bro, like, I just don't fuck with you because you don't have the same viewpoints as I do, bro.
Yeah.
That's literally what he's trying to say. It has nothing to do with his sexuality, bro. At all.
It's because he's disrespecting the religion that he believes in.
Exactly, you see? It's something that he's passionate about and shit. He grew up with it and stuff. So, Obviously, but it could be anything, bro. You know what I'm saying? If I grew up eating pozole, and then somebody wants to go and make a joke about it, like, oh, only pigs eat pozole, because, you know, corn and shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm going to be tight about it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean, like, oh, like, I fucking hate fucking pigs or something. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Like, bro, it has nothing to do with it. It's just that specific topic. He felt disrespected, bro, because it's something serious. You don't really need to joke about it, you know?
Yeah, and I also did see, like, because it was a big thing on Twitter. You know how Twitter be getting mad controversial and be getting all, like, drama and shit.
Mm.
And there was people that were responding to, I guess, the video that he posted on TikTok, or someone posted on TikTok, whatever.
Yeah.
And people were saying, like, how he needs to be quiet because...
Who?
Kai Cenat, because he hangs around rappers like Lil Uzi. Why doesn't he say nothing to Lil Uzi? Or he promotes this lifestyle of whatchamacallit, of wanting, like,
the materialistic shit,
or he listens to drill rap where they promote guns, violence, and crime and shit. But
the way I see it is, like, him hanging around all these people and stuff, you know, like that. Like, I mean, you could say, you know, rappers sold their soul and stuff. They preach a lot of satanic shit and shit like that. So I see where people are coming from. You know, like, people are saying, oh, like, you're hanging around people who basically are doing what he's doing, but not in front of everybody's face and shit. So you can't even say anything. But maybe he's just doing it for business. Maybe he's just doing it for money, bro. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have a point, though. I'm not going to lie. In my opinion, they do have a point. Because the way I see it is, like, if I wouldn't hang around certain people. Unless they really don't do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows behind the scenes that they're just doing that shit so people could talk about them.
Yeah.
Who knows, bro? I don't know. I really don't know. But I wouldn't hang around nobody doing no satanic shit. That it is what it is. Yeah. I don't care how high up there you are. I don't care if you have power or some shit, bro. If that shit's around me, bro, like, I'm not... Like, I can't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I can't fuck with you. It is what it is. Like, maybe I'm gonna be like, alright, cool, like, I fuck with your music and stuff, but, like, bro, we're not cool, we're not friends. Cause I'm not trying to bring that energy around and shit. And Lil Nas X, bro, he's cringe, bro. He probably thought that shit was funny. He's not no comedian. It's like, I'm pretty sure he's an artist, not a comedian and stuff.
Yeah.
If he wants to do some dark humor shit, maybe he could, like, come off as a fucking comedian and stuff, but he's not. He's a fucking artist that doesn't make that good music. So, some water.
Well, what's the fucking Lil Nas X fans start being like, nah, you're fucking homophobic for this, isn't it?
And I'm not homophobic, bro. Like, straight up, I'm not. Like, I've never said I hated gay people. And I could use that obvious cop-out.
Same.
I have gay friends, which I do. So.
And I have gay family members.
So, it's, like, really not that serious.
And also, another thing that was trending recently, too, is the whole, like, Sephora shit. I don't know if you've seen it. So, there's, like, a whole thing going around that the girls and stuff, like, 10-year-old to 13-year-old girls are, like, going into Sephora's, ruining, I guess, the samples and stuff like that. But people are complaining about it because it's, like, when we were younger and, like, when the girls were younger, they weren't worrying about makeup and, like... shit that they're worrying about right now, like dressing up as like adults and shit. Now on TikTok, you see fucking Get Ready With Me with little girls in it.
Yeah.
So people are saying, how do you think this is the parents' fault that this is going on, or do you think it's social media that has a big part in it?
So I feel like I think it's the parents' fault. The parents are the ones who allow their children to, I mean, because kids don't have money, bro.
Yeah.
Kids don't have money. You know what I'm saying? The parents obviously buy the kids this shit, also allow them to have a phone at an early age, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're obviously going to get exposed to all these things and stuff, and it's probably going to, you know...
Rot their brains.
Yeah, they think that that's cool. They think that, you know, that's what everybody wants. That's what everybody looks at. That's what they want to be and shit. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like they're going to get inspired by it and stuff, and they're going to want to do what everybody else is doing, the cool people are doing and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I feel like the parents could stop it, you know? Like, for Julia, I kind of don't want her to have a phone at an early age.
Like, yeah, I was just about to ask you.
Like, she could have, like, some form of communication with me because it is, like, essential. Like, let's say she gets fucking kidnapped or something or she's in danger and stuff. Like, I want her to be able to call me and stuff just in case anything happens. So I feel like some sort of communication is valid. Maybe you could have blocks and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Not being able to have internet access and stuff. And explaining the reason why, you know what I mean? But like,
is that possible with, like, an iPhone, though?
Yeah, it is. Like, bro, they do that shit in school. Remember, like, we couldn't go on the internet in school? Like,
oh, yeah, you couldn't go on,
like, certain websites you couldn't go on. Yeah, so,
you're right.
But, like, I wouldn't let her go on any, like, type of social media or anything. Because, bro, she doesn't need it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She doesn't need it. If she wants to talk to her friends, bro, text and call is fine, bro. You don't need to see what's going on social media. Like, you can have friends and stuff. You can still communicate with your friends. Because I feel like when I was young, like, I saw my friends have phones and shit. I didn't have a phone till, like, freshman year of high school and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's mad long. But all my friends since I was in, like, third grade, fourth grade, I saw that people have phones already, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I thought it was cool and shit. I always wanted a phone. I would always ask my mom for a phone for Christmas and shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, a phone. But I guess it was too expensive, you know? Should be expensive. But I'm actually grateful for that because, like, I feel like I didn't get exposed to as much toxic shit
at an early age.
You know what I mean? Like, there's actually a study that says people who have phones earlier in life and get exposed to, like, the internet and shit earlier are the ones who grew up to have the most, like, mental health problems and shit.
All these fucking iPad kids are going to be fucked then.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like parents shouldn't let their kids have maybe access to social media at an early age and shit.
Yeah.
Or any type of internet. Like I said, they don't need it. They really don't, bro. They're not going to die.
Yeah.
They need friends and shit. That's why you could text and call your friends. That's what I feel like I needed. I wanted that. That's the reason why I wanted a phone.
Just took your friend.
When I was younger... that's the only reason why I wanted a phone. Some sort of communication with my friends and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be able to text them, call them. Like, my friends sometimes would want to invite me to different spots and stuff.
But they couldn't because you didn't have a
phone. They couldn't reach out to me, bro. Even, like, when I left fifth grade to go to middle school, I feel like a lot of the reasons why, like we totally completely fell off with certain friends and shit is because I had no phone, bro. I couldn't even text anybody. I couldn't call anybody. Be like, yo, how you doing in middle school and shit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and then that happened the same thing from middle school to high school.
Wait, so how come you had, like, Instagram and shit then?
Yeah, so I had Instagram because I had an iPod.
Oh, but, like, what? It didn't have, like, service outside of, like, your house?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I had my iPod and stuff. Yeah. That's when I had Instagram and shit, but...
Because I was confused on the way... I didn't get it. Had Instagram.
That was until 7th grade.
Okay.
Yeah, and 7th grade is when I got Instagram.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, for me... My mom asked me this, actually. My sister asked me this, like, at what age would you let, like, your kids have... phone or whatever.
Yeah,
I told them until they were in high school, bro. Cause I feel like with time and the way social media and the world is going right now, it's only gonna get worse. It's not gonna get better.
Kids
nowadays are exposed to a lot of shit, bro, that they're not supposed to be exposed to. They're growing up faster. They're fucking talking back to people that don't deserve to be disrespected, like teachers, fucking retail workers, stuff like that, bro. Yeah. And it's all because of, like I said, the iPad kids. And it's low-key the fault of, I guess, our new generation parents, like the Gen Alpha or Millennial. I don't know what fucking term to call them, but I feel like it's all their fault, bro. So I'm going to be the parent that, you know, I'm not going to let my kid have a phone till they turn high school, bro.
And also, like I feel like my brother's very big on this. Like, just because other people are doing it and stuff, you shouldn't be, like, following them and stuff. So I'll make sure, like, I mean, nobody ever taught me that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at a young age, I was, like, you know, wanted to do what the cool kids were doing and shit. You know, everybody does that as a kid, but
like they feel left out.
Yeah. So I want to make sure, like, to tell Julia and stuff, like, you know what's right, you know what's wrong and stuff. Just because certain people are doing it doesn't mean you have to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, just follow your morals and you should be fine. And yeah,
it's like, crazy to think about how the way people think if you don't have an iPhone at a certain age, like they see you as weird or they see your parents as whack. Going to the next thing I want to talk about. So you said,
yeah,
you're starting your journey, right? Transformation journey. So I just want to get an update on it. How's that been? And for everybody who said you were going to join, I'm asking you guys too. How have y'all been too? Because I'm telling y'all, every fucking episode, I'm going to keep count, keep track of like if y'all actually doing this transformation shit or y'all just chatting shit.
All right. So this week, I'm not going to lie, since like the whole new job and shit, my body's getting used to like the whole like moving again. You know what I'm saying? I've been coming home tired. So this whole week, I didn't like work out. I'm going to keep it a buck. Damn. I'm going to keep it a buck. But like,
But you have time to play Call of Duty though.
But that shit was like at 2 a.m, bro. Relax. But I'm still hype because at least I didn't do like any type of physical movement. You know, like I basically like did shit. You know what I mean? I was sweating. I was moving. I'm hype. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Because before I would just be sitting down not working out, bro. So it was 10 times worse, bro.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean because you were just sitting at a job.
But now it's like I'm not just sitting around. Like I'm obviously moving stuff. So I was sore the next day because of work. Mm-hmm. Every day I've been sore. And it's just been because of work. So I mean, at least I'm happy about that. But this week, I'm going to work out.
Yeah, no excuses, bro.
This week, I'm going to work out. Dang, I got red. Yeah, y'all see me?
Yeah.
I got red.
Okay, you motherfucker didn't have time to fucking work out, but he had time to fucking play Call of Duty, right?
I play like Call of Duty like at the end of the day.
Bro, at the end of the day, you can still work out. You used to do that shit mad times, bro. It didn't matter the time. You used to like, ah, fuck it, I'm going to do push-ups right now.
Yeah, I used to do that shit at 4 a.m.
Exactly. And you can't do it. Like, you can't miss a fucking Call of Duty session to work out, bro.
Nah,
remember
just,
that.
Nah, you see, this is a problem with a lot of people, bro.
What the fuck the is whole, the
problem? Like, the whole, oh, you could, cause I will forever say this, bro. Those people who say, oh, you can't go out with your friends because you got to focus on your goals. You can't do the shit you like because you got to focus on your goals. That's bullshit. Cause I can still play Call of Duty, but I can still make time for working out. So the only thing I'm doing wrong is not working out.
Yeah, you didn't make time for it.
But I can still play Call of Duty though. So
yeah, you could literally fucking work out for an hour and then.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so Call of Duty has nothing to do with me not working out. It's me just.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't, bro. It doesn't because I could wake up earlier and work out. Call of Duty has nothing to do with working out.
Why didn't you?
Because I didn't do it because I was tired because of work. So it has nothing to do with Call of Duty. It's the same reason why I'm saying going out with your friends has nothing to do with your goals, bro. It doesn't. Those have nothing to do with anything. It's just me being undisciplined to not working out, bro. Call of Duty is not hindering me working out and shit. But I'm a bitch for not working out, bro. Because I could have like said, oh, even though I'm tired, like, fuck it, I'm going to work out regardless. I'm going to wake up earlier. But Call of Duty has nothing to do with it.
All right, bro. Well, I'm
because, bro, my fault. Because I feel like that's a lot of people like get that shit twisted. You know, like people think that they should stop doing things that, like, for example, going out with your friends and stuff. You know, like, or just doing stupid shit. Like, you don't have to stop any of that just to like fucking do your goals and shit. That's the toxic mentality that I had before.
But why is that toxic though?
It is toxic, bro. Because you start like. Fucking, cause everything is balanced, bro. Everything is balanced. Like, I feel like you need to be disciplined and do the shit you have to do, but you should also reward yourself for the shit that you did.
Okay.
You know, like, oh, it's bad that I rewarded myself playing Call of Duty and not working out, but like, it's valid. Like, let's say, oh, I worked out, I could play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Oh, I did everything I had to do. I did my job, like, I did, like, my passion, whatever, worked out. I could go out with my friends. Mm. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? I feel like it gets toxic when you, like, completely cut that out. Like, yo, like, fuck that. I'm not doing nothing pleasurable because I have to focus straight on my goals. Like, bro, no.
I look at disagree.
Why go?
Because I'm the total opposite of you, and you already know that. When it comes to shit like this, like, or if you tell me to hang out with, you'd be like, yo, pull up to guys' night, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I'd be like, nah, I gotta edit or whatever, and you'd be like,
bro, but that's different though.
No, but I'm just saying, some people would be like, all right, fuck yeah, I'm gonna skip edit and then I'm gonna go.
Bro, that's different though, because what I'm saying is you already edited.
Okay.
But you what? So let's say you edited, uh-huh, and then what? So you worked out.
Okay.
You edited, and you just have a free day.
I use the free day to, bro. The thing about me is like I use my free days as thinking about future topics for like videos or like tip for the fucking podcast. That's why. I don't like doing that shit like the day of. I get it throughout the week.
Nah, bro, you're just making excuses to say you're too busy, bro.
Nah.
Yes, sir, you're doing. Because you have a lot of time, bro. You have a lot of time. You could do everything. Like, there's no such thing as being too busy to not do everything, bro. There's no such thing. Because if you could hang out with your girlfriend,
okay,
you could hang out with your friends, you could do this, you could hang out with your family, you could fucking walk your dog, you could fucking go to work.
Okay.
There's people that do that. They have time for everything, bro, which is possible.
Okay.
Let's say you wake up at, bro, 4 in the morning, bro. You worked out. That's 2 hours. It's 6 in the morning. You eat breakfast. You edit till, like, 12. 6 to 12 is 6 hours, bro. Okay. And then you have from 12 to 12, bro.
It's probably because I go to sleep late and I wake up late. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, and then you can hang out with your friends for the other time. Or you go to work from, let's say you fucking work from
9 to 1.
Nine, perfect example, whatever. Boom, you can fucking work. Everybody has time for everything, bro. There's no such thing, bro. Me, I had time to work out and I could have worked out. Mm-hmm. I was just a bitch and I didn't work out. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mentality is, like, I have to bring it back to what it was.
All right.
But that shit's toxic, though. That shit's toxic. You don't think it is, bro?
I don't know. I mean, me personally, I don't think so, bro. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like everybody's different, bro. Like, I know with you, it's different.
Yeah.
But, like, with me, it's obviously different, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, the way I see that, too, is, like, my friends don't influence anything I do. Like, they have no influence over me, you know? Like, if my mom had no influence over me, like, diverting me from my path and my goals, bro, my friends can't do anything, you know, to, like, divert me from any type of path that I'm going in life and shit. So I feel like my friends have nothing to do with my goals and my aspirations and stuff. Like, maybe I guess, like, some things is like, and I notice certain things, you know, like, obviously, like, you start picking up on certain habits and shit, but you could catch yourself, like, you could tell yourself, like, this is invalid and stuff. And then I feel like maybe, like, you could be the one to influence your friends, like, yeah, in a good way, you know. That's the way I see it. Like bro, like in Goodwill Hunting, you know, I always go back to that and shit, cause you know, I feel like, I'm not trying to talk shit on any of my friends and stuff, but like, they even tell me themselves and stuff, like, I've been having this shit figured out, you know, like, I figured, like, what I wanted to do in life, basically, mm-hmm, right, like, 4 years ago. So, and I mean, I don't find it weird that my friends aren't like that, you know. Like, oh, like, they're going a different path in life and shit. They're going through different ways and stuff. And, bro, it's like, in that movie Good Will Hunting, he found his way in life. But his boys, bro, they would die for him. Mm-hmm. They would fucking kill for him. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, so you got to be like, they're your boys and shit. So it's the way I see it. Like, even if I'm successful now, like, I'm not going to forget my friends and shit, you know, like, I'm not just going to stop hanging out because they're not as successful as me, bro. It doesn't matter. Like, it has nothing to do with each other, you know what I mean? Like, maybe to other people, like, people are different and shit, you know, like, yeah, they have different hearts and stuff, you know, but I feel like, for me, I find it, like, fucking weird, you know, like, for me, though, I wouldn't do that. Like, yeah, I'll still hang out with them and shit. It obviously changes if, like, oh, money changes people or whatever, but, you know, like, they don't have to have shit figured out. Like, they don't have to be on the same life path as I do. Maybe they're doing it, they're just not telling me and shit, you know? So it's like, that has nothing to do, I feel like, for me, with each other. Yeah. But yeah, I'm a bitch for not working out this week, guys. Call me a bitch in the comments or some shit. Somebody DM'd me. Shout out to you. I'm gonna send it to a screenshot. They actually were checking up on me. Yo, did you get your workout in today?
Really?
Yeah, somebody DM'd me and stuff. So I'm gonna shout you out. It's gonna be in the screen.
But actually, send me it, because you always say I'm gonna send you, and you never send me it.
So I'll send it to you, and yeah, it's gonna be on the screen and shit. So that's that. So I'm gonna work out this week, guys, and y'all can check up on me in the episode. You could too.
Okay.
Like, I guess this could be a weekly thing if you guys want to do it. You guys as well, if you guys worked out the week, you guys could comment down, oh, I worked out this week. Even if it's at least once, comment it down, because that counts. It's better than nothing. He's the one who told me that, actually. But comment it down if you worked out, and I'll update every week. This week I didn't work out, guys, but next episode y'all gonna see.
I bet. So I like this. I like that we're gonna keep this shit like going and shit. And
yeah, like
you're allowing me to fucking.
Nah, yeah, it's good that you put that pressure on me. You know, like now I have to like.
Cause now you're in front of an audience, so now you have to do it. That's why.
Yeah. It's kind of like, damn. Like I don't want to let you guys down. Tell you shit. Like, and I feel like a bitch if I don't do it. You know.
Yeah.
Like I'm a pussy. Like what?
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Like, it's just working out.
To move on to, you know, my favorite segment of the podcast, the what would you do or would you rather questions or whatever. So I have two. I have one would you rather and what would you do scenario.
All right, let me take a piss real fast.
All right. The would you rather, I think, is going to be one of the hardest shits that you have to answer, bro. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put the guy that I got it from, because this motherfucker be giving out some wild-ass would you rather scenarios and shit. So it's going to be somewhere up here. I got it from this creator on Instagram. So would you rather marry a girl with 5 bodies, but those 5 bodies were from a gangbang? So, you know, she had.
I see what you're saying.
Or would you rather marry a girl with 1,000 bodies, but they were all individual bodies, and you have no choice, but you have to marry one, and you have to like be okay with everything. It doesn't matter which one you choose, and they both tell you, like, they've changed. They're not the same person they were anymore.
All right. Before we do anything, let's do the math real fast. So, how old are we?
23.
All right. So, let's say she lost virginity at, like, 17, right? 18. Okay. 17.
1,000 bodies is crazy, though.
17.
That's unrealistic. I'm going to say
30.
No. 100 bodies.
100 bodies. All right.
Yeah, it's more realistic than 1,000.
So 100 bodies divided by 7. She had 14.285714 bodies a year. Right? All right,
why that fucking large ass number, bro?
So she basically had 14 bodies per year.
Okay.
There's 12 months in a year.
So basically, a body for every month?
A body every month, bro. Yo, it's kind of a hard choice. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it's a very hard choice right there. Cause it's like how she did the 5 bodies. It's like, damn, bro. Like you went that low. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Damn, like, bro, you went that low, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of low. I'm not gonna lie. It's equally as low as 100 bodies, bro.
And again,
cause you're not just like doing that. That just, it's not even on some intimate shit. It's like. Like, you on some, like, crazy shit, yeah. You know, like...
But that means she'll be crazy in the bed, too.
Yeah, but like, damn, like, you know, she's gonna constantly have that reminder too, like that she, her first experience was with five people, bro.
Yo, you think she's ever gonna have like a more better experience than that?
Like, bro, it's
that's like peak dopamine right there for her.
Like, bro, that's that ass like peak right there, and it was her first experience, bro. She's never gonna forget that in her life.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never forget who you lost your virginity to. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Everybody in this fucking world could say who they lost their virginity to. If they can't name the person they lost their virginity to, bro, they're too much of a hoe or too much of a fucking male hoe, bro. Like, they be doing too much, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure you remember your first experience, bro. So if that was her first experience, bro, that's fucking crazy, right? But
again, we're not misogynistic, bro. This is what would you rather say?
Purely hypothetical,
bro?
Right?
Yeah, bro. Like, I don't want people to say we're misogynistic or whatever, that we're thinking like this. Or, like, bro, it's just a question, bro.
And so what would I pick, right? I'm going to pick the five bodies, bro. I'm going to pick the five bodies, bro. I'm gonna have to pick the five bodies, bro. Like, I'm being dead ass, bro. I'm gonna have to pick the five bodies. We are marrying them, right?
Yeah.
Yep. At least I'm not. At least I'm the sixth body and not the 101st body. Cause 100 is crazy. 100 dicks compared to 5 dicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
I seen someone say, is suicide a fucking option?
Yo! Yo.
Nah, bro.
Actually, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
I'll do 100 bodies.
I don't know, actually, bro.
I would choose 100 bodies. One, because they were individually. They most likely were not all in the same, like, area or whatever. I'm just, you know. And I can never, bro. Five bodies, nah, bro. I cannot imagine that, bro. I don't want to imagine that. I'm gonna be thinking that shit constantly.
Constant
bro.
Reminder,
yeah, bro.
But 100 is crazy, though. Like,
100 is crazy, but like, five a game bang is crazier.
So, it's like, I don't know, bro. They're both equally as bad, bro. They're both equally as bad. I'm sorry, bro. That's crazy. Like, bro, your girl, like, she's got gangbanged before, bro.
Yeah.
And your girl has 100 bodies, bro, plus.
And the way I think about it, with the 100 bodies, I could have more than her. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but.
But what?
You're marrying this person, bro.
She's marrying me too. What do you mean?
You got you getting married. Alright, you know what? This is what we're gonna do.
What the fuck are you gonna do?
I'm gonna get married, then I'm gonna divorce, marry somebody else.
There's no. What Yo! The fuck? There's no fucking loophole out of this, bro.
I have to just choose?
Yes.
I just have to choose, bro.
I don't think it's that hard, bro.
No, I can't do the 100 bodies, bro.
And why? You might have to do the
gangbang either, bro. I can't. I have to pick, right?
Bro. Yes.
In this hypothetical situation, okay. I would act like I was single.
Okay.
And basically doing it with five girls.
Because she did it with five guys?
Yeah. And then that's it. End of story. You had yours. I had mine. Now we can live forever, happily ever after. Let me know what you guys would do. What do you guys think?
And the girls, too. Like y'all can answer this question. Like, if you had to choose between a guy. Because I know girls also be caring about bodies, too. So if you guys would rather marry a guy with 100 bodies or marry a guy who fucked five girls in one time. Or got fucked by five girls in one time. Whatever.
As his first experience, which is how he lost his virginity, bro.
Yeah.
So imagine trying to top that.
All right, then the next one.
Damn, I'm gonna have a hard time.
This is a what would you do question that I made up. So you're on the plane, right? You're going to wherever you're going to. Either you're going on vacation or you're going home. Doesn't matter. You're on the plane. And
we're going to Brazil. Y'all tell
you shit. And you get to your seat, right? And behind you, there's a jit that's kicking your seat constantly throughout the whole shit, bro. Like just being a fucking asshole, right?
Wait, there was a video I seen of a guy. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't a jit, it was like a grown ass man doing that.
Really?
And he got like, bro, imagine, all right. My fault to interrupt you, right? Like, go. I'm gonna let you go for sorry.
You tell the parent, like, obviously his mom or dad is very nice to him and shit. And then you ask the parent nicely, like, hey, could you tell your kid to stop and like stop doing that? Cause I'm trying to like enjoy the ride back and sleep. He's like, oh, okay, I got you. Don't worry. A couple minutes pass by, whatever. You're chilling, and he does it again. The parent notices this. But he like tells him to stop, whatever. But like, he doesn't stop. Not listen to the parent and just lets it be. In that scenario, what would you do? Like, what's the next thing that you would do?
Easy. So I would call the flight attendant over.
Okay.
I'll be like, listen, this kid is being annoying. Like, we have two options. Either like you tell them something. And probably it's going to escalate to something else. And it's going to be worse for everybody on the plane, including yourself.
Okay.
Or you could just tell them nicely to tell the kid to move his seat. Change it with one of their parents so that they don't have to keep kicking my seat. And yeah. And then hopefully they take care of it. If they don't take care of it, bro.
Yeah, what if they don't?
I'm going to turn around and be like, yo, can you fucking stop to the kid? And, yeah. And to the parents, I'm going to be like, yo, tell your stupid ass kid to stop, bro. This dumb motherfucker is being annoying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, switch seats with your freaking kid so he can stop kicking my seat.
Yeah.
Like, bro, what the hell? Like, what is wrong with you guys?
Nah, at that point, I told the parent to tell him to stop. Doesn't stop. Obviously, the parent's not fucking helping at all. So I'll just turn around to the parent. I'll start a fucking big ass fuss on the plane with the parent and shit.
I'm slapping the kid. Like, fucking dumbass motherfucker. Listen to your parents, bro. And you guys need to fucking teach him some shit. And like, there's gonna be a fight and shit. Yeah. Yo. Oh,
and the thing that you were talking about, I think I know where you're gonna talk about. Was it like about a guy coming up to another guy that was sitting down, or is that something else?
Nah, so there was a guy sitting down on a plane, and then like you see how there's like your armrest on the side.
Yeah,
he was putting his foot like in between. This.
In between?
Nah, it was in between, but also on the aisle side.
Yeah,
you see how there's one on the aisle side by itself.
Yeah, so he was going like around it.
Yeah, he was going like this, and bro, like keep in mind, like bro, like imagine seeing a foot right here.
Yeah,
bro. Like, bro, you're not gonna get tight.
Yeah.
So he got tired, whatever. He was telling him to fucking stop and shit. Like, yo, get the fuck off the seat.
Yeah.
And the guy wasn't listening, bro.
To get off?
Yeah. And I think he beat him up or some shit. Like, he fucked him up. But like, bro, I don't blame him, bro. Yeah,
that's what
like,
people get for not being like for being dumbasses.
Like, bro, what the fuck don't you understand? It's like, and I hate people like that, bro. There's dead ass people like that in this world that don't fucking like understand, bro. They don't want to understand, bro. You're trying to say like, I'm not bothering nobody, bro. What do you mean? Your foot is next to me, bro. I don't want your foot next to me on this flight that's gonna take mad long, bro. Yeah. Like, I want to like be comfortable, bro, and I'm not comfortable with your foot next to me, bro.
There was a video. There was a guy. He was from LA, California, and then there was a guy who was from England, UK, or whatever. He had an accent to him, and I guess they were already having problems on the plane or whatever. So the video started off with like him recording, I guess the guy, the UK guy.
Yeah,
and he was like, well, yo, what you recording? What you recording? And then the guy, the California guy was like, wait, where am I from? And then he was like, no, what are you recording? And then the California guy was like, I'm about to record an ass whooping in a minute. Like what's up? And then they just start going back and forth.
Why?
I don't know why, because there's no like context to it. I guess the guy was already bothering him or something. But
yeah,
the UK guy was like saying shit to him like, "Are you a bitch? Like, I'll fight you on this plane right now. What's up?" Like, just talking shit.
Yeah.
And then the guy like he stood up. He was like, "I promise you, you won't. I promise you, you won't. Like slap me or like whatever, right?"
Yo.
And then I forgot what the guy said or whatever. And oh, I think it was like, hit me first, right? And then the guy, the UK guy, ended up slapping him, right? And then, bro, the other guy fucked him up bad. Like, the next clip is just the guy in the middle of the aisle, with, like, a bloody nose and shit. And then the guy was like...
Oh, yeah, I think I seen this shit.
He was recording him. He was like, didn't want to do it to him, but he did it to himself.
Yo, I think I saw that shit, bro.
It does conclude the regular segment for this episode and shit. Hope you guys enjoy the segment. But before we do, like, obviously move on to the scary topics or whatever, fucked up topics, whatever. Yesterday we filmed for Patreon.
Oh, shit.
A new series that we're going to start that we've been saying for a long time. So we are going to do reaction videos on Patreon.
Unnoticed
reacts. And yesterday we reacted to Ghost Adventures Season 1, Episode 1. And it's going to be posted next week. So by the time you see this episode, it should be up or a little bit after this episode is up.
And we're not only going to do the whole reactions to the Ghost Adventures or scary things. It's going to be everything, movies, any recommendations that you guys give, movies, shows. And we're also going to be doing anime.
Yeah.
You know, because he's saying I'm an anime hater or whatever. But
he is.
So we're going to be doing anime. The first anime we're actually going to be watching, which is going to be the next episode after...
Ghost Adventures.
The Ghost Adventures one is going to be JJK.
Jujutsu Kaisen. But yeah, I can't wait for that. Honestly, I've been wanting to do this shit for a long time, the reactions. But we're finally getting around to it. And obviously, more Patreon content for you guys. And more bang for your buck.
So if you guys do want to see that, subscribe to the Patreon and stuff. You guys could, you know, pick whatever you guys want to subscribe to. It's going to be obviously just a shout out. Or whether you guys want to watch the series and shit.
Yeah.
So let us know what you guys want to watch or what do you guys want us to react to so we can watch it together and stuff.
And also, with that being said, get your snacks, get your headphones, get comfortable, get your blanket, turn off your lights, and
enjoy the show.
All right, so...
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Welcome back, guys. So, fuck up.
I mean, you're already talking, so might as well start it.
A banger.
Oh, my gosh. This is not the beginning of the video, my guy.
Hey, yo, what's good? Welcome back to another video. You know how they always say that
shit?
Yes,
bro.
Anyways, oh, wait.
So, you're already talking, bro. Might as well just start off the spooky slipping off.
All right, well, last week, you know, I mean, I guess we made it a tradition now. Sometimes I go first. Sometimes you go first. Yeah. Last week I went first, so.
Nah, you going first.
What do you mean? I went first last week.
Nah, all right. I'll start off with something. It's a real life case, but not really scary. It's kind of like sad to what happened and stuff.
Like, but, tragic.
Yeah. So, I'm asking you a question before because it's around dogs. So, do you think, like, whenever dogs attack humans or anything like that, whenever there's accidents, do you think it's the dog's fault or it's like the owner's fault?
I think it's the owner's fault, yeah.
So majority of the time it's the owner's fault?
Yeah, because, I mean, there are certain dogs who, like, people, like, professionals literally, like, tell people not to have and shit. And it's literally up to the owner to train the dog well, mm-hmm, in order for it to be, you know, like listen to you and shit. And mm-hmm, obviously there's training stuff that's a little expensive, but... You could also be like, you know, take the time out of your day to actually train your dog for it not to be fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And take it on walks and stuff. Let it see other people so it's not aggressive and
those
shit.
Dogs.
other dogs as well, you know, because sometimes I feel like they're antisocial, so they'd be aggressive. But
that's, yeah, like, that's like my dog, but
it's the owner.
But this case, it's about Jacqueline Duran, and this happened in 2022. I'm pretty sure you've seen it, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people have seen this girl and like the infamous disturbing picture revolving around this case or whatever. But basically, her face was nearly erased.
Damn.
By like a dog sitting job gone wrong.
Oh wait, I think I saw this.
Yeah, bro. If you're thinking of the same thing, then
yeah.
But so this took place back in December of 2022, and it was tragic because it was 2 days before Christmas, and it was 1 day before her fucking 22nd birthday. So imagine that. Imagine feeling that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But Jacqueline, she was a dog sitter, and she would walk dogs regularly for 7 years. She would do everything to take care of them and stuff, and couple of days before, she had visited the dogs just to see like how they would act, how would they behave, just to see how if everything would be good for the job or whatever. And when she went, the dogs had to normal, like not aggressive, obviously behave like good dogs or whatever. Their names were Lucy, which was a German Shepherd mix, and Bender, which was a Boxer Pit Bull mix, and they were both rescue dogs.
Oh,
the owners had promised Jacqueline that the dogs would have been crated. Mm-hmm. Like when she...
Oh, like inside the cage?
Yeah. Like there would have been cage when she would arrive, so she wouldn't have to worry about them like being aggressive or anything like that. But when the day came, the owners had texted Jacqueline saying that, that they failed to crate them. They failed to put them in the cages or whatever. And just the text... to text them whenever she would arrive or whatever. So whenever Jacqueline arrived, as soon as she opened the door, bro, the dogs attacked her. They dragged her into the living room and just started like biting the shit out of her, bro. Like they tore off her ears, her nose, her lips. Like they fucking violated her fucking face, and they bit her 800 different times all over her body, bro. And there's body cam footage, not of her, but there's body cam footage of the cops arriving to the scene, because since the door was left open, the house alarm system was going off.
Fuck.
So first responders arrived to the scene, and in the video, you see the blood? You see the dog like basically protecting the house, like not trying to let the cops come in, and it took them 37 minutes to finally, I guess, find the opening to go inside and rescue Jacqueline, which I'm gonna show you the body cam right now, body cam footage right now.
Fuck.
But bro, and if you want, I don't know if you want me to. I mean, it's probably gonna show in the shit because it was on the news or whatever. And she posts TikToks still to this day, just trying to bring awareness to like victims like her and awareness about big dogs and shit. So obviously, I'm gonna show you the picture of her, how she looked before. So this was her, right?
Yeah, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
It happened on a dog-sitting trip gone horrifically wrong in the Dallas, Texas suburb of Coppell.
I see her feet right there.
First responder body camera video shows the two dogs who attacked her holding the police at bay, leaving Jacqueline agonizing for help.
We can't make entry because of the dogs.
The dogs, in the instant after she opened the door, were not like the lovely dogs Jacqueline said she had met once before.
Ma'am, can you hear me? Are you the only one inside? Is the big dog right next to you?
Lucy, a German Shepherd mix, and Bender, a Boxer Pit Bull.
Damn, they're bloody and shit.
Yeah. I don't want to show like the image of her just yet, bro. But damn, bro, they fucked up OD.
Let's go. Gonna die.
From the time police arrived, 37 minutes passed before first responders felt safe going in.
Let's go.
A medic rescued Jacqueline and ran out with her. She was rushed to a trauma center in grave condition.
Yeah, bro. So
she could have died.
Yeah, so they rushed her to the hospital. Like he said, lost 30% of her blood, and she was resuscitated multiple times during the surgeries and shit. She had to get so much surgeries because they had took skin off from her buttocks, and I forgot where else, but basically somewhere else around the body to, I guess, put on her forehead and on her cheeks and shit, bro. But yeah, and also I'm gonna show you how she looks now, like after the surgeries and procedures and shit.
Damn, poor girl.
I know, bro. And to make this shit more fucked up was, so the house, the owners, they had a sign on in front of the door that said
warning,
crazy dogs. Please do not knock or don't ring the doorbell if you're gonna.
Why would they let her like try to babysit those dogs, bro? I mean, dogs hit those dogs.
Because apparently, because they interrogated the owner too, and he said that, oh, we have children in the house. The dogs never behaved in no aggressive manner. Like they never showed no signs of being aggressive. They're well behaved, but if they're well behaved, why would they have that sign
exactly,
on the
yeah,
door?
Yeah, nah, like. The owners definitely should have, like, faced some sort of, like, consequences, some shit.
And they haven't still. I think now, like, she's trying to sue them, but they have not, like paid for it, though.
Nah, that's crazy, bro. Like, nah. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm going to be honest, bro. Like, I'm not, like, you know, I love animals. I have dogs and shit. But,
yeah.
I probably, like, if that was me in that situation, bro, I would have killed the dogs, bro.
You would have to, bro, because they're trying to kill you.
Yeah, like, bro, like. I'm sorry, like dogs. Yeah. Even I'm surprised the cops like
didn't shoot the dogs.
Yeah, too. Like, and I hate that I had to resort to that, but like, bro, she was bleeding out in there. You know, yeah. She was dying, bro.
37 so, minutes.
That's what
waiting.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, at one point you could have tased the dog or some shit. Like, bro, like hit the dog, do something, bro, because you got to save the person inside. You know what I mean?
And the interviews, like she says that how whenever she felt like the biting, or whenever she felt like basically her skin like dangling from her face, she thought that she was gonna die. She thought it was it, like that was it, like she was just awaiting death at that point because there's nothing that she could have done. Yeah, bro. Fine. And of course, I do know that the two dogs, they were put down by the court. Yeah, so. At least they got some sort of justice, but I don't know, bro. Like, that's a traumatic shit. And I want to say shout out to the boyfriend, too. Because the boyfriend, from what I saw, before the situation happened, he had cancer, right? And Jacqueline stood by his side throughout this whole thing. And then now that this happened to her, the boyfriend is sticking by her side through this whole
damn
situation, bro. So
he's a real one type shit.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's a true like horror story though. Like,
yeah, because that can happen to anybody. You never know, bro. Like something you would think that you know your dog and like they're not aggressive and shit, but one little thing could trigger them, and you would just have to pray that nothing bad happens.
So first, I'm gonna show you a picture. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, ask you what you think about it. It's a little, like, eerie and shit.
Okay.
But let me just find it real fast. All right, so this right here. Mm-hmm. Do you see this?
That's like a fucking head. Is that a fucking head? Like a real-life head?
It's a head. It's a real-life head, human head, yes.
Okay.
So that head has been preserved for 200 years now.
What? And,
yeah, so it's been like that for 200 years. So that head belongs to Diogo Alves, which was basically the first ever Portuguese serial killer in history.
Is Diogo or is Diego?
Diogo.
Diogo?
Diogo. Okay. Could be Diego, but I've seen a lot of people say Diogo.
Okay.
And everywhere it says Diogo. But basically, he was the first Portuguese serial killer in history from 1836 to 1840.
God damn.
He was killing people. And basically, his origin story is that he was originally from Spain.
Yeah.
And he grew up with a, like, toxic family and stuff like that, and eventually he just ended up leaving to Portugal, in Lisbon, Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really want to be like next to his family anymore, so he went over there, and basically he was just poor though. Like, he was a poor guy, he didn't really have like money like that, and he had no other choice. Well, everybody always has a choice, right? But he just resorted to crime.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up like slowly like stealing shit from people.
Yeah.
Money, you know, like any sort of way that he could get money.
Uh-huh.
He basically was doing it. So he was stealing, robbing, mugging people and shit. And basically he ended up meeting Maria Gertrudis,
Okay. Who was
that?
Which
basically his lover.
Okay.
And he met her in like a little like nightclub bars type shit. Mm-hmm. And some people say that she's the one who helped them start like killing. And other people.
So she's part of this shit?
Allegedly, right? But other people are saying that he just did it by himself.
Oh, okay.
So what he would do is that in Portugal, there's this like bridge. They call it an aqueduct.
Okay.
Aguas Libres Aqueducto, like some okay. Aqueducto, something like that. So basically, it's like a bridge, and it's 213 feet tall. Uh-huh. So it's tall as hell, bro. So what he would do is that anybody he would see crossing by or anybody that was near,
he would push them off.
He would have them at gunpoint, bring them to that bridge, and push them off. Fuck. But like he would rob their money, and then he would just throw them off. At the time, there was a lot of poor, like poverty and shit. Also, it was just terrible times. Mm-hmm. So majority of the time they thought it was just suicide. Cause I mean,
yeah, like that would probably be the only explanation for it.
And then also like when they found the bodies, it didn't seem, it seemed like there was no form of struggle.
Yeah.
So they automatically just said it was suicide. Mm-hmm. So he killed 70 people.
But wait, hold up. That's a, oh my, 70 people is a lot. Wouldn't they have just, put two and two together? Like there's a lot of people killing themselves at an alarming rate.
Nah, bro, because people kill themselves all the time.
Ugh, yeah, you're right. But still, it was bro, just fuck.
Sad, which is fuck. Sad. But yeah, yeah, so he killed 70 people. And obviously, he was eventually caught. Mm-hmm. They managed to like catch him literally by the aqueduct and shit. Mm-hmm. And they, I believe they sentenced him to death, like the death sentence, and they hung him.
Then why the fuck do I have the head?
So basically scientists were like, yo, let's preserve his head.
But why?
I think they wanted to like, I don't know, like study him or some shit. Or like, because he was in history, he was the first Portuguese serial killer. Some people said they wanted to study his brain and shit. And I don't know, there was just some sick shit going on. I don't know exactly why they fucking preserved your head. I also saw that there was like back in the day, apparently like you could do that. Like there was people who would, like, the people who would get,
decapitated?
Yeah, you see, like, with the guillotine.
Guillotine?
Yeah, that, or by the people with the axe.
Yeah.
Well, what are those called? Executioners?
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah, basically, if you ever got executed, like, some people could buy the heads. What the fuck? Yeah, they used to do that back in the day and shit. So, that head is still around to this day. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's been preserved over 200 years. And you can find it in the University of Lisbon, which is in Portugal, Faculty of Medicine.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. So it's fucking weird, like the fact that like they have like a fucking head there and shit. But
the fucking whatchamacallit, scientists or the government or whoever wants to fucking preserve that head is on some weird shit.
Yeah, but also like people were saying like when you look into the eyes of like
the head
and shit, like it just looks like. Like, bro, like, on some scary shit, like, they were, like, soulless or lifeless. I mean, literally, they are, but you know what I mean? Like, the eyes of a killer type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just interesting because, like, I saw it. I'm like, what is this? Like, I saw the picture of the head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And then it led to this story and shit.
Fuck that, bro. So what I'm going to talk about next is very, very eerie and disturbing. Like, once you know, like, the backstory to everything, bro.
Yeah.
So, and I got this from a YouTuber. He's the one that first talked about it, so I want to give him his credits. So, the YouTuber's name is Lazy Masquerade.
Okay.
And this case is called The White House Gif. I don't know if you ever heard about this.
I never heard about the White House Gif, but I heard about, like, GIFs, GIFs, whatever.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to show you the GIF, and then I'm going to, you know, obviously give you some backstory and shit.
Okay.
So this is the White House GIF.
Yo, I feel like I've seen that before.
So, okay. So this was really, really popular back in the day and shit. So in the late 2000s, we already know how those scary videos, curse videos were really popular back in the day. They would pop up.
Yeah,
would send them to people, send them to our friends and shit. And this was part of them. But this one wasn't as popular as the other ones that we really, really know. But people would still send them to their friends as, like, I guess you could say, like, a dark joke or whatever, as a meme. But it was mostly associated with a video on YouTube called Why You Never Became a Dancer. And I'm going to show you that video right now.
Yo, this better not be some creepy shit, yo.
I'm not going to play the whole thing because it could be copyrighted, but I'm going to give you like 15 seconds of it so you can get gist. So right,
so that's just the whole video.
It's supposed to be a video with the background being like a song by a band called White House, which was the song was called Why You Never Became a Dancer.
Okay,
and this video was uploaded in 2008, and like I said, it was a song by White House, which was a band who were known for their controversial lyrics. The song or whatever, the lyrics had nothing to do with the image it was showing. It was just there. Like, someone just made the video and posted it.
Somebody got that shit exactly. From somewhere.
And the identity of the woman was, like, remained unknown for, like, a really long time. And a lot of people thought it was fake. A lot of people thought that it was just something that they created from scratch, like, some type of software or whatever.
Shit.
And which obviously left a lot of people, like, questioning shit. A lot of, like, internet detectives questioning, like whether if it was fake or whatever. So, again, they did their research, they did their digging and stuff, like looking into old TV shows, US TV shows, news articles, all that stuff, but they couldn't find her at all.
What the fuck?
Until a Reddit user, his name was Lane Campbell 77. So, it wasn't until June of last year that they found out who she really was, bro. Yeah, and it was for a really long time.
Damn. Yeah, from 2008 to last year,
bro. But bro, this girl like was a thing way before that, bro. So a Twitter follower had DM'd him or had messaged him and send him this picture.
Oh shit, that's the girl.
And again, they did more digging. Lane ended up posting on his Reddit thread that he found a book that was about a Japanese serial killer. His name was Kiyoshi Akubo. And he was one of like Japan's most notorious serial killers. And he had killed 8 victims, one of them being that girl.
Yo.
And her name was Reiko Takumara. So, like, you could obviously see how, like, how dark this shit is.
Yeah.
And they also found the video talking about the incident, like talking about the serial killer Kiyoshi and talking about the victims. Like, it flashed pictures of the victims, and one of them being obviously Reiko. And then they started talking about Kiyoshi's, like, backstory of, like, how he, like, what he did and shit. So, Kiyoshi, at a young age, he started showing signs of being unhinged. He would be bullied in school. And in order to take his anger out, he would just take it out on his female classmates by just saying some fucked up shit, doing fucked up shit to them. Mm-hmm. And ironically, his family joked around a lot about him being the son of another serial killer, another infamous Japanese serial killer when he was young. And that serial killer was named was Kodaira or Kodaira. But he was a very infamous serial killer known back in the day
from Japan.
And it's crazy too how like it's ironic how they say that and then he ends up like being an actual, a serial killer. Yeah, bro. But as he got older, he would be in and out of jail for blackmail and for beer. And it wasn't until 1971, from March to May, where he would, I guess, start his plan and start looking for victims and shit. Mm-hmm. So what he would do is he dressed up as like an artist or whatever. He would go to the specific like city or place where he would approach women and tell them that he's a famous or well-known artist and that he's looking for models to paint. Like he came from France or whatever, and like they'll obviously just be wild about it, so they would go. Mm-hmm. And Kiyoshi described Reiko's final evening of like when he saw her and shit, when he killed her. So he said that one day he had picked her up, the same thing that he did to everybody else, like asked her if she wanted to be a model so he could paint. And went in this car. They were talking for a bit. I think they were out talking about how like their love for like coffee shops, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Kiyoshi got the impression that Reiko like was like fucking with him, like he liked him or whatever.
She liked him.
And she didn't like him. So Kiyoshi tried to say that, yo, let's go back to like a motel. Let's chill or whatever. And Reiko was saying like, I'm not like, do you really think I'm that type of girl? Like, no. She obviously said no. And later on, they ended up going through this like forest road. And there, he tried to basically force himself onto her.
Assault her.
She obviously slapped him and was like, "What the fuck are you doing? My dad's a police officer." And she tried to run away, but Kiyoshi said that she had muttered the word "police," which was a word that he hated. So he ran, like he caught up to her. He strangled her to death. And obviously got rid of the body. And he admitted that he hated the police because they never believed him. They always believed the victims that he would, assault or whatever. And he hated women because they framed him in the past. And the only reason he was caught was because of Reiko's brother. So Reiko's brother, pretty sure his name was Miyoshi, or I'm mispronouncing it, I'm gonna put it up on the screen. But he made it his mission to find the killer, find Kiyoshi. And there was this one night where he found Reiko's bike just parked somewhere, and then instead of just going to it to see like if it was really her bike, he just stood back and watched to see if someone would approach the bike, which Kiyoshi ended up approaching the bike. Ended up he saw him wipe down the bike, so obviously to clean up the mess or like any fingerprints or whatever. He had approached Kiyoshi saying like was it you, like did you do it? And Kiyoshi was confused, like awkwardly smiling, saying how no, like I just thought this was a nice bike, like I was wondering why would someone leave this bike here. And then starts to nervously laugh. He runs away. He gets in his car and dips. And then her brother gets his license plate. And even with the license plate, they couldn't really find him. So he ended up making a private search team made up of his friends, family members, and employees from his company. And they ended up... Oh, and that same night when he left, Kiyoshi ended up killing somebody else, another girl.
Fuck,
same way, bro. And then there was one night where his search party had seen the car, everything. They approached him, they stopped him, and when they approached him, there was another girl in his passenger seat. So they had saved the girl. They waited for the police to arrive to the scene, and they arrested him. And he obviously got the death sentence. They ended up hanging him, and that's basically the whole story with that. But it's just crazy the fact that people were sending this thing
as a joke,
not knowing the actual meaning behind it, not knowing that this girl was a fucking murder victim, a rape victim, to a fucking infamous serial killer.
And they were sending it out like a scary thing, joke type
and
of thing.
And it's also crazy that they just figured it out recently, bro.
Yeah, bro, what the fuck? It went mad years, and they didn't even know if she was a real girl or not, bro.
They just thought she was, beginnings, they thought she was fake.
You know, the fact that, a lot of people, say this even, how, social media, be on some detective shit, yo.
Nah, yeah, for sure, yeah.
All of them be on some detective shit and stuff,
You know. I don't know where I saw this from. I think it was from Bueno Bueno, or if it was from IU and Friends, mm-hmm. that they talked about this, saying how do you know why they haven't like assassinated some important people higher ups, like let's say a president or whatever? Because nowadays, if they try to cover up, internet detectives would be on that shit, and they will like figure it out.
That ass, bro. Because, bro, like, think, bro, that fucking, the whole Selene Delgado stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all the other, like, weird, like, faces and stuff that you see, there's, I mean, stories behind them and stuff, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, that one was creepy, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, so, yeah, shout out to Lazy Masquerade, bro. He did his fucking research on that shit, bro. When I saw it, I was like, fuck. And then when I first saw the fucking, the gif, it creeped me out because I didn't know what the fuck I was looking at, or like what it was, or like the story behind it, and it gave me the, you know, the uncanny feeling, because obviously, because it's just the gif of her just like moving, looks, the eyes and the mouth moving on, like
it's creepy, not, it's normally creepy, bro. Yeah. So a lot of people actually been telling us to for a long time to talk about this one. So this is a story of Charles Manson. Little background before we get into like how everything happened and stuff. Mm. So like his mom was actually like a criminal. She would steal stuff and do a lot of bad shit. Mm-hmm. She was also, I believe, a prostitute, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But she was just doing a lot of bad stuff. So she was barely there for Charles.
Yeah.
And since he was young, he started doing some crazy shit. When he was nine years old, he actually got charged with arson, which basically he lit his elementary school on fire.
What?
At 9 years old, yeah. And throughout his whole life, he was just troubled. Kept doing a lot of bad shit and stuff. And then when he was 18 years old, he ended up taking advantage of some kid with a knife. Like, he pointed a knife at them, and, I mean, he did what he did. And that was when he was 18. So his whole life, he was just doing a lot of like weird stuff and sick shit.
Yeah.
He was in and out of jail for a long time and stuff. Most of his life, he was in jail. And then he ended up moving to California, right? Mm-hmm. And in California, like, you already know, there was like a lot of like hippies and stuff. Like, hippie culture was big over there.
Yeah.
So somehow he used his charm and shit, and the fact that he played music and his story, to like kind of associate with these people, right?
Yeah.
So he ended up making like a little group. Although it was like a hippie group, he hated that word, so he called it a slippy
group.
Yeah. And it was because of how they would slip into people's houses and steal shit,
bro. What the fuck?
Yeah. So like basically like he just ended up making this group, which was a cult, basically, right?
Yeah.
And later on, it was called the Manson family. So basically what happened, it started off small first. Like, they started like breaking into people's houses, stealing shit, stealing people's money and stuff. But he had this weird like obsession and this weird thought in his mind that eventually there was going to be this sort of like war coming, right? And it was going to be a race war between blacks and whites. And it was mainly because, like, he thought that the population of whites was big now, but eventually it was going to become smaller.
So he was afraid. He was afraid of the majority becoming the minority?
Yes, exactly. The Manson family, right?
Yeah.
It was a group of, like, five. Whatever he said, they would do it, bro. It was literally a cult, bro. So he was like, all right, so, like, let's kill this person. It was, like, a drug dealer. And he was obviously African-American, black. And they killed him. And they tried to make it seem like it was some sort of racist thing so that he could start the war, right? So basically, boom, they killed him. And they wrote, like, oh, political pig or some shit like that with the Black Panther logo on it. So at the time, you know what the Black Panthers are, right? So they were just basically...
Are they... If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't the Black Panthers a group that would help out other black people, like from like racist,
even like the law, like there were outlaws basically protecting black people and stuff. And basically he was trying to get them to like retaliate, mm-hmm. but he wasn't part of the Black Panthers, so they didn't do anything. So their next victim was I believe somebody that he knew, right? Well, he ended up killing like about 6 or 5 people, mm-hmm. and all of them was through them, though. He didn't like really kill anybody, and so his last victim.
His cult members were doing the killings.
Yeah, his cult people. Yeah.
What the fuck?
He eventually got caught because killings happening, so mm-hmm. the police were already sus, mm-hmm. and then they ended up like catching his cult members, going to their last victim's house and stuff. They arrested them, and they eventually like found him. They arrested him, and he was basically like. Not like he didn't feel no remorse to anything that happened. He said that he wanted to do this, and like he wanted to start the war and stuff. Basically, all of this shit that you just heard, his inspiration was apparently a song by the Beatles called "Helter Skelter." I'm gonna let you listen to the song, and then I'm gonna show you an interview of just how crazy he actually was.
Okay.
All right, so first I'm going to show you the song, Helter Skelter.
That listens to the lyrics, so like why? He was probably inspired or?
No, you can just like 5 seconds of it, but but basically, and another crazy thing is that when you search this song up, he pops up, bro. Like the song pops up, but bro, most of it is him, bro, which is kind of fucking sad for the Beatles, you know?
Yeah. Your song is known because of Charles Manson.
Basically.
Yeah, I heard the song before.
Basically, that was it, Helter Skelter.
But is there a reason why?
No, I looked at the lyrics, bro, and like nothing, bro. I think that whole album is called The White Album.
The White Album makes sense.
Yeah, so he got inspiration from it. He said that, like, when he heard that song, or every single song in that album, it spoke to him. And it was kind of making it seem like, they were talking about him. So he was on some crazy shit.
He had, like, a God complex.
So now I'm going to show you the weird interview that I saw.
Then we here on the Today Show staff debated among ourselves whether to air his answers. Half of our staff said absolutely not. Even though Manson doesn't make a cent off this book, let's not give him any publicity. But another half said yes, believing that some of you are as curious as some of us are. Well, at any rate, here is what Manson had to say.
Charles Manson is serving his life sentence for murder in San Quentin Prison. That is where we talked with him and with Newell Emmons, author of Charles Manson, in his own words. Our conversation lasted an hour and a half, during which Manson was sometimes lucid, sometimes incoherent, and frequently manipulative.
From your words, as Mr. Emmons quotes them in this book, it's clear that you were guilty of murder, and yet he says in all his conversations with you, he never heard you express remorse. Have you never felt it?
Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's going to happen when I get out of here? Guilty. I wouldn't do anything that I felt guilty about.
You don't feel guilty at all?
No, there's no need to feel guilty. I haven't done anything I'm ashamed of. Maybe I haven't done enough. I might be ashamed of that, for not doing enough, for not giving enough, for not being more perceptive, for not being aware enough, for not understanding, for being stupid. Maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something. You know, if I wanted to kill somebody, I'd take this book and beat you to death with it, and I wouldn't feel a thing. It'd be just like walking to the drugstore.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like wolves kebab for Frenich? Get Frenich, booch, 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 be a remnant, get, be a big, 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 be a
Newell Emmons is an ex-convict who first met Manson in prison in the 50s. He claims he wrote the Manson book after 7 years of conversation with Manson to show that he's no leader, no guru, but just a loser.
That guy's the author. He read, like, wrote his book, like a book called like Manson or some shit.
Okay.
And the other lady, she's an interviewer, like interviewing him for the news and stuff.
It's crazy because when I was watching it, I didn't know that he. So when I talked about Doranjen Vargas, I didn't know like really about Charles Manson. I forgot because I've heard the name Charles Manson before, but I just didn't know who he was or what he did. And then when I posted that that clip or that when we talked about that specific motherfucker, someone was like, "Normal my ass, he looks like fucking Charles Manson." And then I looked it up, I was like, "What the fuck, he dead ass looks like Charles Manson."
Next case, I'm gonna show you a video.
Okay.
And then just let me know what you think about it. But it's kind of gonna set the tone for everything else.
Fuck.
And this is a very like viral video. It went like bro, a lot of people saw it, bro. Okay. A lot of people know this video. So I'm gonna just let you see it first.
John Wayne Gacy, who was convicted of more murders than anyone else. Authorities have identified 120 serial sex killers. According to some estimates, 35 of them are still on the loose. They roam the highways and shopping centers of America, crazed with sadistic lust. Police insist that to avoid becoming one of their victims, the public must first understand the perverse kind of twisted minds that they are up against. So meet Joe Callinger, currently serving a life sentence for sex-related murder here at the State Hospital for the Criminally Insane, just outside Scranton, Pennsylvania.
I'm a patient person, got a good listening ear, and try to help people.
You're a patient with a good ear, and you try to help people?
Yes.
When you're not trying to murder them?
Yes.
When Callinger's reign of terror ended, three were dead, including his 14-year-old son.
You murdered your own son?
Yes, I did.
Why did you do that?
He was a sacrifice. I was to murder 3 million people, the planet Earth. And he was a sacrifice to see if I could murder one of my own. At the end of murdering all the people on Earth, I was going to murder my own family and then take my own life and become God.
What do you think of the death penalty?
I'm opposed to it.
The state has no right to take your life, but you can murder other people?
I don't think anyone has the right to take a life.
Except you?
When I'm under hallucination, I do.
These voices from God, these hallucinations, do you still experience them?
Yes, I do.
Often?
Often.
Do you ever feel violent?
Yes, I do.
What do you feel like doing?
Killing people.
You still feel like killing people?
Yes.
Describe the feeling that you get when you feel like killing people.
Well, last March 11th, I was hallucinating, and I took a razor blade and I cut a man's throat.
Here in the hospital?
Here in the hospital.
Do you think you'd murder me, Joe?
What the fuck?
Yes.
That's gruesome, Joe. That's horrible.
Yes, it is.
And you don't blame me if I say I hope you never get out of this place.
I hope I never do either.
Bro,
you didn't hear what he said?
Yes.
Dude, would you murder me?
Yes. And he said yes.
Yes. He licks his lips, bro.
Bro, what the fuck?
So basically that was Joseph Callinger.
Uh-huh.
And through 1974 and 1975, he killed three people. And he was a diagnosed schizophrenic. He believed that he would receive these hallucinations. He would see like a portal open up and he would hear voices. And they would tell him to do like harm to people. And first it was like him like cutting people basically. So at a young age, what happened is that he was assaulted. He a lot of times he would just leave from his family and shit because mm-hmm. he didn't want to be around them because he was adopted. Yeah. And his adoptive parents
would
basically abuse him and shit, right? And just, like, do a lot of fucked up shit. Like, they would call him, "You fucking worthless piece of shit."
Uh-huh.
Very, very, very abusive, right? So, one day, he, like, just ended up leaving. Like, he would go outside so he didn't have to be inside, right?
Yeah.
And he would go inside these, like, I think it was, like, water pillars or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he would have to climb up a ladder and, like, go down, like, this fucking pipe and... Literally, it was nothing in there. It was just him. So he would do that a lot. And then one day, ended up stumbling upon three teenagers having sexual intercourse, but they were gay. Mm-hmm. So they were hiding away from everybody so nobody would see what they were doing, right?
And you saw this, obviously.
He did. He tried to run away. They ended up stopping him, and they stopped him with a knife, and they basically undid his pants.
And assaulted him?
And performed, like, oral, like, they assaulted him orally.
Okay.
And after that, he ended up leaving and shit. And basically, like, that shit kind of fucked him up mentally, obviously, at a young age and shit. So for a long time, he just had this fixation with knives. And whenever he would watch pornography, he would have to do it, like, by stabbing the image or whatever he was doing it.
Oh.
And, like, holding the knife in his hand the whole time. Like, he couldn't do it without the knife in his hand.
What the fuck?
So, he obviously ended up getting married. And he had children. The whole time that he would have intercourse with his wife, he would have to be clutching a knife.
And his wife didn't fucking see no red flies or anything? Bro, if my girl had to hold a knife every time we had sex, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, I would not say, but that's psycho shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So, after that, like, you know, he had a family and stuff. He ended up divorcing his family because he was abusive.
Yeah.
And he was just a lot of fucking, what's the word? Like, domestic violence. And, basically, it was until his second wife where he actually started killing people. And his son, Michael, mm-hmm. was actually the one to help him with these murders.
What the fuck? I'm thinking this story... Sorry to interrupt you, bro, but I'm thinking this story's going to go one way. And then, like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah. It's crazy, bro. This guy went through some fucking crazy shit, and then he ended up being crazier, bro. So, yeah, like I said, it starts off him being abused by his family. Well, first of all, it starts off way before that. My fault. Let me just re-say this, all right? So, first, he's unwanted by his biological father.
Yeah.
His father dips, bro. Leaves. He's like, I don't want no part in this, bro. Fuck this child. His mother can't afford taking care of him by herself.
So she dips also.
Puts him up for adoption. And then this, I think, Austrian family from Austria adopts him, but with no good intention and shit. Basically, all they wanted him to do was work for them because they were shoemakers. He was the father was a shoemaker, the stepdad, and they just wanted him to work.
Uh-huh.
And basically, this whole time, they would just, like, talk shit about him and talk shit about his... I think his part down there.
His dick?
Yeah, they would basically call it, like, his little thing.
Yeah.
Constantly, like, saying that to him and stuff. And that was his upbringing, which was fucking pretty horrible, right?
Yeah.
And then that happened, to add on that, like, when he was a fucking, like, 10 or 9, he got assaulted and shit. So now move on to when he started killing people, right? So his first victim was a... Well, actually, he had victims before that, but he never killed. So what he would do is he would lure kids into, like, the woods.
He would assault them?
Basically, with a knife, tell them to pull their pants down. And
So he did what the fuck the other guys did to him?
Yes. That's how it started. And then he would let them go.
Yeah.
And his first victim was a 10-year-old Puerto Rican boy.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, he obviously tortured him. But with the help of his son, Michael, they lured him in to, like, an abandoned factory. And that's when tortured him, killed him. Second victim was his 14-year-old son. Tortured him, killed him. And keeps going and stuff. It was only 3 people. So he didn't really kill too many people.
But still, bro, this is...
Yeah, it's he's still really sick in the head.
Yeah, and even the fucking interview.
Yeah, bro, he wanted to kill way more people, bro. Yeah. And it was all because he thought that God told him to do this.
Why is it always that? These schizophrenic people, or these schizophrenic serial killers, to be more specific. Because I know not all schizophrenic people or thing like that, but why do they think, like, why does that happen to them?
It's always like God told them to do it, right? I don't know, bro. I don't know. But that's... apparently he always had these visions. Like, he got told to, like, burn his family house, like, by a demon and shit before. And then, like, it was just a lot of weird shit going on with him. Like, since he was young, he was, like, schizophrenic and shit.
Yeah.
And it was always, like, these portals would open up. And then, like, an entity would, like, start talking to him and shit. That's and, like, weird. And like you hear him say it, bro, like, he's going to become God or something like
that. Yeah, no, in the interview he said that shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking sick fuck, bro.
Yeah. When I saw the interview, that's, bro, I've been seeing that interview, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been seeing him, like, the whole, like, licking his lips and shit like that. And, like, saying he's going to kill the interviewer. I've been seeing that.
So is that what you were talking about? Like, the whole, yeah, I never seen that shit before.
Yeah, bro. And a lot of people have seen that video before. It's, like, very infamous video.
Nah, I've never, like I said, I was never exposed to these serial killers when I was young. So a lot of serial killers that people know, a lot of people that did fucked up shit that people know, I don't know about. Because, again, it's not until we started doing this shit is when I find out about all these people.
Damn.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sick people in the world. Well, to end it on a little lighter note, before you get into the whole, like, supporter shout-outs and comments.
Yeah.
So, this is a theory, right? I saw on the internet. And the theory is on Home Alone.
Home Alone?
Home Alone.
Okay.
The movie, one of your favorite movies, bro.
Yeah.
Second one, to be specific, right?
Yeah.
Or is it the first one?
Was it the one that I talked about?
Wait, what did you talk about?
The church?
Nah.
What are you talking about?
Nah, that's a Mandela effect.
Oh, so this is a theory.
It's a theory, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a fan-made theory, something I saw on the internet and stuff. So basically, like, I don't know which, correct me which one it is, where she's, like, trying to get back to Chicago. Oh, with the band and stuff?
First one.
That's the first one, right?
Yeah.
All right, so in the first movie of Home Alone, she's in the airport and stuff, and she's like, yo, I need to get back to Chicago. Like, I left my son.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she says, yo, I'll sell my soul. I'll do anything back to my son. Yeah.
Even the devil himself, yeah.
And then the guy, like, is listening into the conversation. And then somehow...
I never thought about it like that. What the fuck?
So let me show you the clip. I mean, you've seen this a million times, but let me just show you it anyways.
I know what you're talking about.
No way. This is Christmas. The season of perpetual hope.
Mammoth.
And I don't care if I have to get out on your runway and hitchhike. If it costs me everything I own, if I have to sell my soul to the devil himself, I am going to get home to my son.
Ma'am, if there was anything at all I could do for you today.
Do anything.
I can get you a hotel room.
Excuse me. Can you excuse us for a second? Can I see you for a second, please?
Excuse us. Oh, couldn't help but hearing you got a little bit of a dilemma there. We got a crisis ourselves.
Well, basically, the whole theory is that guy's the devil and shit.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. That motherfucker's not no devil, bro. Like, what? Like, I get the whole thing. Oh, the devil, like, plays music, instruments and stuff like that. But those guys were just, like, even their band, like, they don't. I feel like if it was the devil, like, whatchamacallit. I know the devil disguised himself as innocent or whatever to make himself trustworthy or whatever, but... Like, I feel like the band would be some type of, like, rock star band or something. I don't know, bro. What do you think?
I don't know, bro. It was just something I saw, and it kind of made sense, like, in the moment, you know, because I saw it, and I was like, yo, that shit makes sense. And then, like, the way it, like, if you could see the whole picture and stuff, because that was a zoom in, you could see him go, like, when she says that and
really?
Stuff. Yeah, he's, like, staring, and then he goes, and then that's when he's like, oh, excuse us.
Nah, I think it was just like the way I took it. Like I never thought
he's
about
just being
like
a nice guy.
He's
shit.
Being a nice guy, bro. Yeah, it's, like you said, it's Christmas time.
But yeah,
I don't know. Like
that was just it. I mean, I don't think it's real. I don't think it's true. Yeah. But I mean, somebody made it out there.
Let us know in the comments, guys, because I know y'all love to like come at us or just say shit or whatever. So this time, comment down your opinions on that. Do you think that was the devil himself? I don't think that was the devil himself. I think it was just a nice guy. But that does conclude episode 92 Before we do end it, he's going to say Patreon shoutouts, or you want me to do the
yeah, you can do shout-outs. The supporter shoutouts
first?
Yeah.
So I have three shoutouts from Instagram, like DMs that we got.
But
so I do want to shout out Elvira or Elvira. Your name is Kiss My Tia Ra 1212 on Instagram. And you say shout out from Miami. Been listening for 6 months now and love the podcast. Keep it up, guys. May 2024 be your year. So yeah, shout out to you for watching us. And let me make sure my timer's good. Oh yeah, it's good. And make sure that's still recording too.
2024 is the year, gang. 2024, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. And I'm not going to give your name. I'm just going to say what you said. Because I know you're shy, but like I still want to say on a podcast, bro. Like you deserve like a shout out. So shout out to Karen. I'm not going to put your Instagram to put your information out there, but shout out to you.
You know who you are.
So you say, good morning, guys. I don't want to shout out or anything. I'm super shy, but I just want to tell you that you guys have helped me so much. Around the beginning of last year, I took a job promotion I wasn't trained to do. So my job would stress me a lot. I was so tired of listening of music, and coincidentally, I had come across the Selene Delgado case clip on TikTok. Once, and I had saved it. I went to my saved, and then to YouTube, and listened to the first podcast where y'all didn't have the black and green background, and where Ricardo's hair was blonde. I've listened to the podcast twice because I grew to enjoy y'all's regular and scary topics. I promise y'all helped my 12-hour shifts go by super fast. Let me stop yapping. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love the pod, and I hope 2024 treats y'all good.
Damn.
So, again, shout out to you.
Damn.
Yo, shout out to you for sticking around for that long, because you're saying when he was blonde, bro. That's literally like almost 2 years ago, bro.
That's like the beginning, bro.
Yeah, that's literally the beginning. So shout out to you for sticking out that long, and shout out to you for believing in us and believing in the vision, because not a lot of people did.
And shout out to you for like just liking our content and shit, you know, because I say this all the time and stuff. Like it's I find it crazy that people actually like watching us and shit. So the fact that you've been watching us for like almost 2 years now is like fucking fire and shit. And I'm glad, like we could help you, you know what I mean?
Facts.
You know, like, we could relieve some stress off your back, make your shift go by easier and stuff, and...
Because it is getting scarier and scarier every day.
Not too dark, but yeah.
You know, but it's true, bro.
I'm just speaking
the facts, bro.
But, yo, and shout out to you for, like, taking that job promotion, you know, challenging facts. Yourself and shit. So, good luck on that.
So, I want to give a shout out to Myra Torres. And I want to say that you have a W fucking boyfriend, because the DM was from the boyfriend, but this is what he said. So shout out to David_KeyRose.Q. And he said, hey, I was checking in because my girl is a huge fan. And if you guys, a huge fan of you guys, and her birthday is January 15th. So happy fucking birthday to you. What's today's date? In 2 days. So when this episode drops, it's already your birthday, so happy fucking birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
I hope you enjoyed your birthday. I hope you enjoyed your birthday with your boyfriend, your family and shit. And he also said, do you think you could shout her out in the next episode? She would lose her mind. She keeps putting me onto this show and tells everyone about it. She really wants to see the Raza succeed, and you guys especially. So shout out to you, bro. Shout out to both
of
y'all.
Big shout out. So what's her name?
To Myra Torres.
Shout out Myra Torres, bro.
Yeah, Myra Torres.
Shout you, bro. Big shout out
to David.
Big shout out to you. Big shout out to the boyfriend. W relationship right there. W birthday. And
oh,
W's
fuck.
In the chat, please. You know what I mean?
God,
W's
bro.
In the chat. But I love you guys. Now I'm going to shout out the Patreons. You don't have any more shout outs.
No, that's it. That's it.
So I'm going to shout out the Patreons. We have 31 Patreons now, and guys, if you guys, I mean, we said it before, I'm going to say it again for the people who joined in on the scary stuff only.
Yeah.
If you guys do want to watch us react to Ghost Adventures, we're doing Unnoticed Reacts, which is like a series reacting to the whole episodes of
Ghost Adventures. We're going to be reacting to movies, scary movies, disturbing iceberg movies, reacting to anime because he's an anime hater. I don't care. He's an anime hater, so I want to put him on, and then I want to turn him into an anime lover or whatever. But yeah, it's going to be a fun time. It's going to feel like you're sitting
at with home. Us just watching whatever we're watching, bro. Yeah. So it's going to be valid. Let us know what you guys want us to watch on there. And if you guys do want to see it, watch something with us, follow the Patreon. So shout out to Vanessa Cortez. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Juan Medina, Jesus Chavez, Dragon 430, Isabel Arilen, Maribela Lara, Elizabeth Carrillo Diaz. It's mad funny how sometimes I have like a Spanish accent, sometimes I just say it normal. Jacqueline Cortez, Lexi _ Lou, Cindy Nero, Araceli Rios, Kevin Komatsu Querido, Akatsuki.
Just look at pronunciation, right?
Alex LeBron, Desi Johnson, Haciel Alvarez, Alex Manriquez, Jocelyn Harrison, Nathan Herrera, Jose Aguilera, Jose, Jaime Aurel Rivera, Abel Mendoza, ZF Zeus, Miguelito, Will Jimenez, Michael Linares, Sean _16, Jennifer Montelongo, and that Space Guy. We fucking love you guys.
Again, join the family. It's going to be worth it. We're going to make sure you guys get the bang for your buck. And we were supposed to have an episode this week, but this motherfucker ended up fucking up the schedule. So next week, we'll have a guest for the podcast. Again, you guys can guess who the guests are going to be or whatever. But
I'm going to give you guys a hint. It is one of your favorite guests. They've been on multiple times. That's all I'm going to say. Comment down who y'all think it is. Comment it down.
So if you got to this point, comment down GIF. Comment down GIF. Oof. And my next teaser for the next episode or whatever is going to be Roller Coaster.
Damn, so you're already ahead of the game. I don't have no, teaser?
Step a game up. And step your regular topics up.
I don't need to step my game up when it comes to like the scary stuff. Yeah, I already know I come with the heat. But with the regular topics, yeah.
Yeah, step your game up, bro.
With only regular topics.
But anyway, so hope you guys enjoyed. This concludes episode 92. We'll see you on next episode. It's been your host, Messiah, aka George.
It's been your host, Ricardo, aka The Ricardo.
And do not let this podcast go
unnoticed.
Hola a todos.
This is Jahaira.
And this is Stephanie. And welcome to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast.
And we cover these cases in Spanglish.
Así que come join us every Wednesday for a new true crime case.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family,
cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.